I went down to the fishing hole, and I sat down with my fishing pole. Some grabbed my hook, and they got my bait, and they jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jumped, I got sunk, baptized on a credit.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with our most favorite, we had somebody on there, let's see who we lost. Anyway, we have our most favorite co-host, we have Mike Ritz, a.k.a. The Grizz. Grizz, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere until we finish this show.
Okay, good.
So you're just going to have to put up with me for the rest of the hour.
Okay, hold on one sec. We lost Mark.
And, you know, John, everything is going. I wanted to talk to you about some new things that are happening out there. It's incredible, these new drones. I mean, these things are incredible how they work. And what's happening is the government gave permission that you can use them. For years and years and years, you weren't allowed to fly them. And now you can. And there's companies coming up all over this place, sprouting up. And they're using them now. We're using them for fishing. In fact, I just got one. Can you imagine this, John? A part of making a television show, you can take that drone out and you see a feeding frenzy going on.
Yeah.
You can send your helicopter over there, look exactly what they're feeding on, and know if you want to go chase it or not. I mean, that's something absolutely incredible.
Sounds like it's getting very technical. Can you describe what this thing looks like?
Yeah, it's a four-winged helicopter, and it has
four blades.
It has a gimbal right in the center that keeps the camera straight, and then you have a camera on the bottom, so you can actually remote control it. And it is absolutely incredible. So you can actually, a part of filming my shows, what we're doing, we're actually going out and looking. You can hover over whales. And without getting too close and scaring them and photographing that, you can hover over sea lions. I mean, it's just revolutionizing the thing of fishing.
Well, Grizz, let's go ahead and talk to Mark for a minute, because for whatever reason,
Mark,
I think he's...
I'm glad to hear Mark's on.
I think he is. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. We found you.
How you doing, Mark?
Good, good.
Well, Mark, it's that time of the year. I think that the fishing season is officially started, and we got all these people that are going to be taking summer vacations, going barbecuing, traveling around. Most of it has to do with outdoors, I hope, and a lot of that has to do with fishing. And if anybody wants to know anything about bass fishing, we got the right guy on the line.
Yeah, you know, if you really want to know about bass fishing, you need to pick up a copy of Bass Angler magazine, and you know, maybe not learn everything you need to know, but you'll learn a lot. You know, this time of year, bass fishing is really good. You know, the fish are just finished up spawning. They're moving back out to the main lake, out to the point. You know, and a lot of times they're really easy to catch. It's that time of year when, you know, a lot of the lakes with spotted bass and smallmouth and, you know, ones that have good populations of fish, you can have, 20, 40, even 100 fish days on some of these lakes. It's just incredible, a great time to get out, great time to take your kids or, you know, your parents or, you know, handicapped people, veterans, whoever. You know, now it's just a great time, really, to get out there and go catch some fish.
Well, do you have maybe some tips on how to make it easier?
Yeah, you know, if it's early morning, low light, you know, throw a topwater bait, you know, some type of reaction bait, a bait that's moving, you know, one that's on top on low light situations. You know, so I know some of the people that are just getting into it may not be real comfortable with that. You know, if you're not, you can always throw like a worm, you know, a 6-inch green pumpkin, brown colored worm really works just about on every lake in the country. Just throw it on maybe a split shot or a small weight hooked up Texas rig. If you don't know how to do that, then, you know, there's lots of places on the internet that'll show you that. And basically go out to almost any main lake point and throw that out, throw it up shallow, drag it out to about 20 feet of water. You know, you do that for a couple hours, you're guaranteed to be catching some fish in a short period of time.
You throw it out, you kind of let it sink to the bottom, and then you slowly retrieve it. Is that what you said?
you throw it out, let it sink to the bottom, and then you drag it. What you want to do is just drag it with the rod tip, not turning the reel handle. You'll just drag it with the rod tip, and then you use the reel handle to take up the slack.
Hmm. Okay.
So you're just dragging it along at a pretty slow pace. Probably it'll take you a couple of minutes for every cast.
Okay.
Because you'll want it to be on the bottom, you know, and moving
it's
slowly.
It's kind of like it's a worm that's floating across the bottom.
Yeah. And, yeah, you just pretend it's a little critter falling across the bottom. You know, mm-hmm. Another way to envision this is pretend you have a string and you're playing with your cat.
Oh.
So you throw the string out, mm-hmm. and you kind of move it along slowly along the floor.
To tease it.
And pretend mm-hmm. that the cat is going to come up and get it. And that's, mm-hmm. you can kind of envision that while you're fishing, and that maybe will help you catch a few more fish.
Oh, that's great. And then, of course, you don't want to wait and let them chew on it for a while, do you?
No, once the fish don't have fingers, so they're on their feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mark, I think we're having a little bit of a problem. Are you still there? I think we got Mark out in the field, but that was some great tips.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grizz,
yeah, we did. I hear the dial tone. Yeah. He's gone.
Well, you know a little bit about bass fishing.
Yeah, I've done it most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so what he's saying is, you use a Texas rig, which that is a pointed sinker in front of your worm. Cast it out, let it go down, and just raise your rod tip up. And that's what's dragging across the bottom. And then just like saltwater fishing, you reel down to take out the slack, and then you do it again, and you work it real slow. And then the fish will actually see it. They'll go up, and they'll mouth, and then you hit them with a hard strike. Because you remember, the hook is inside the worm. It's actually inside, so it's like snag-proof. So when they pick it up, you got to hit it hard to make that hook come out of your plastic worm. That's how you do it.
Okay. Well, and when you set it, all you really do, though, is just lift up the rod.
No, you hit it.
Hit it.
You jerk it.
Yeah, okay. Lift it up quickly.
Yeah. I mean, hit it. I mean, like.
Yeah.
I mean, put the pressure in it.
Well, and obviously, remember, anytime you're setting the hook, if there's a big slack or kind of a half circle in the line, you're not going to accomplish much, are you?
No, you're not going to set the hook. That's
okay,
for sure.
You know what? I think we have Mark back. He's out in the lake fishing. I think Mark, you still there?
I'm back here. Okay. No, I'm in my garage, up to my ears in tackle.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that. Well, we've got about a minute and a half or 2 minutes, so we'll go ahead and put you back on and let you finish up with that. Grizz is filling in for you and telling us how to set the hook once you get that little bit of a nibble. So
yeah,
if you got some other ideas for people that are out there that may or may not know what they're doing.
Mark, when you feel that, you got to hit it hard. Because I was saying, that point of the hook is in your worm or your crave bait or whatever you're using. So you really got to hit them hard.
Exactly. So, we're using monofilament and line, and monofilament has about a 20% stretch. So, when you reel down and you set the hook, it's really, there's not much pressure at the end of your line. So you don't have to worry about setting really hard. Even if you're using just like 8-pound line, you can set really hard, and it's not going to break the line, down 40, 50 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've seen a lot of people lose big bass because they didn't set hard enough.
Oh, exactly. And the bigger the fish, the tougher the mouth. So you could just think of a big, tough guy, and, those bigger bass have a tough mouth, and, you have a hard time getting the hook
in
there.
Well, Mark, if somebody wants to know some more, we're almost out of time, but we got you back on. Let's go ahead and let you, it's Bass Angler Mag, is that right?
BassAnglerMag.com, and we're just converting over to a brand new website with a lot more a lot more information. So it'll be a great resource for all the listeners.
Well, you're a great resource for us. We really appreciate you coming on.
Okay, I'll talk to you again soon.
You betcha. Okay, don't go too far, because we've still got a lot more Fish Talk Radio to go. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Please tune in to fishtalkradio.com or Google us anywhere you'll find us on the internet or broadcast stations. And we're going to be right back with you.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Oh, say that you're the best. Never seen you with a fish on here. Got a pole and a big old net. Never seen you get him wet.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with co-host The Grizz, live and direct from La Paz, Baja, California, sir, where I just was fishing with Grizz just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, John, it's... Like I said, it's really good. We got a change of fluctuation of fish right now. Big boys moving in, small guys moving out, chasing bait. Water temperature's changing. Everything is happening all the way around us. And you never know right now that you're kind of in limbo. You never know exactly what you're going to pull okay. out of the water right now.
Well, that's
now.
A thing. That's a great thing about the Sea of Cortez. You put your line in the water, you'd be amazed sometimes what grabs hold of it. But we do have somebody else that was that we got to fish with down in Cabo, and that is Russell Latimer from Eye of Mine Action Camera. And I think we can have a very interesting conversation about cameras of different types and different ways to use them. Russell, do we have you?
I'm here.
Well, Russell is great because if you're interested, especially in video, he represents GoPro, among others, and then he's got his own line to help kind of let you share with that. And he also has a kind of a spy camera video that's a pair of sunglasses. And when we were down there fishing in Cabo, in Larissa from Larissa Unleashed, got in the chair with a marlin on. I put a pair of these sunglasses on, and everything that she could see ended up on the video. Phenomenal. So why don't you and Grizz talk a little bit about, because Grizz is obviously in the profession, about some of the things that's happening in the action camera world.
Well, this is a kind of an exciting trip for me because this is a chance for me to test my cameras and see if they really would work in this type of environment. And I really was blown away with the iView video.
Russell, if you could speak up, buddy, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay. I was really excited about this trip because this is the first time I could test my cameras, and I really was excited at how well the footage came out with the video sunglasses, and because you really could see the firsthand perspective of the person fighting the Marlin, and what even more exciting was the audio I got. I got to hear her grunting and the grimacing, and she showed me the blisters when she came in the shore, so that showed how much she was working at it. We're kind of in a transition right now with the action cameras. GoPro kind of was the big guy, was the first one to come around, and now we're kind of seeing a new wave of even smaller cameras, which was another camera that I was testing, which is called a Mobius, which is really not much bigger than the size of a key fob for your car, and it really just did an amazing job. And what's great about these, you can just put them anywhere and hide them because they're nearly not obnoxious, they're very small. And so it was really great time for me to see that these cameras really can test the elements, and it was fun. What was exciting for me, though, is we had two Marlins going at the same time, and unfortunately the Marlins had a mine of their own, and they wanted to go different directions. So I had seen something I'd never, ever seen before, and that was the captain throwing a $1,000 rod into the water with a buoy on it because he couldn't control both Marlins. So that was interesting. I'd never seen that, and that was... And we had to keep an eye on the buoy as we were fighting the other Marlin. So it was a great day.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, I was lucky enough to see your camera stuff in. And because I'm in the television business, they can sure do a lot and help us a lot to get down to the nitty-gritty when you're filming. You don't have to hang those $1,000 cameras off of the boat with them getting splashed or anything. You've got these other small cameras that you just set up, and it's really incredible. The industry is it started out, like you said, with GoPro, and now everybody's getting on board. So it's revolutionizing the actual filming of fishing now.
Yeah, you're getting right in with instead of it being detached with a guy with a big 50-pound camera. You're in on the faces and the bodies of the actual people fishing, and you really just feel like you're part of it. And now with the great, better audio, too, it really is just like you're right there.
And the other thing, like we talked about when we were together down there, is the new drones. This is revolutionizing everything.
Well, yeah, it's funny you mention that, because in the last month, because one of the things that we make is a GoPro video outhousing for underwater, and I've gotten two or three requests from drone operators who are wanting to run drones over water, and should something happen, they wanted to have the cameras protected. So it looks like drones are coming to the fishing industry, and just imagine...
Well, I'm the first one on your list on that, Russell.
Well, just imagine the footage you would get when the Marlin's coming out of the water and the camera right there. I mean, that would just be...
Well, not only that, Russell, think about when you see the feeding frenzy... About you're trolling along where you know the Marlin are, and you see something happen with birds and stuff, you send a drone over to see what in the world's going over there. Uh-huh. And if it's bonita or something like that, you just bring the drone back and say, I'm not going over. But if it's like a tuna frenzy, then you hightail it over there.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that the drone would not disrupt the activity, because it's not like a boat where they hear it.
Exactly. And imagine getting on a big blue whale, because they're kind of spooky, and you don't want to go get a big boat beside them, but you need to film them and see them. You could send a drone over the top of them and film the blue whales.
Yeah, that's exciting right there.
Or the sea lions.
That's true.
So I am all fired up about the drones. I mean, that's why I've been talking to you. I want one tomorrow.
Well, it's good that you waited, because they're getting better and better, because the biggest problem with those have been battery life. But I understand one of the latest ones that's out now has a 20-minute battery life, which used to be like 4 to 7 minutes. So things are getting more efficient and better quality. So, and the prices are plummeting, too, on those things. So.
Yeah. Hey, I heard something today I want to share with you. I was talking to some guys in the States. about the drones, because right now I'm like freaked out about them. I want one so bad. They told me that Amazon and another company are going to start flying packages with drones in the big cities. So, like, they'll call you up and say, your package will be delivered in 5 minutes. Please go out into the yard. And they'll bring the drone over and let it go in your yard.
So if the battery goes dead, you get a free drone?
No, I've heard about that, and I guess there's some regulations with the FAA and some other things that they've got to work out, but things are changing at the speed of light. That's pretty, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And the thing about the cameras, the price is dropping, but the you mentioned the audio. The video quality is good enough for things that grids could actually use on television.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know how they're doing it, pushing all this technology in such a tiny little package. Of course, always at the mercy of quality comes battery life. That's always a struggle. It seems like it's been a struggle for the last 20 years, is battery's not lasting long enough. But they're making advancements in that arena, too.
Well,
yeah, the thing's being just completely revolutionized. It's incredible.
I remember
when in 1979, I hate to say this story, I filmed with Gordon Eastman in Alaska, and we had to carry a camera all the way up on the Brooks Range, and we did a show on Dall sheep, and the camera weighed 50 pounds and the tripod weighed another 20, and now you can put the camera in your pocket.
Well, obviously also the equipment that you're talking about, Russell, that the tiny camera that you're talking about is not much bigger than a key fob, is less than $100, and that the high definition sunglasses is under $300.
Yeah, the great thing about the sunglasses is that there's your hands are free, and you're looking exactly where you want to look, where the camera should look, and it's also beyond fishing. You can do great interviews. You can do how-to videos. I mean, there's just so many different things you can do with things that you can't do with pretty much any other camera. So it's an exciting product. And the other camera, the Mobius, the little tiny camera, worked out so well on the boat we were on. The boat owner wound up buying a... He got me thinking. He's got my mind spinning right now. Doing a complete camera system. He's buying four of these, and we're going to have it controlled by one button. You push a button, and all the cameras turn on and start recording, and all in high definition. So that's what I'm actively working on right now.
Cool. And all very reasonable. If you're going to spend thousands of dollars going out and catching these things, for the price of what you're talking about, it's not thousands of dollars.
Well, and especially in that environment where you got salt water and heat and humidity, I'm not sure how long a good, expensive camera would last, you know, if it's out in the sun for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just go with something expensive that looks just as good?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Russell, we're just about out of time for this segment, but let's make sure that people can get in touch with you to find out more, and that would be to what?
Go to our website. Everything we have. In fact, I'm going to have some Baja footage on there very shortly.
Cool.
It's www.eyeofmine.com. I'm sorry, eyeofmineactioncameras.com.
Okay. Just like your eye of mine, M-I-N-E, action camera, was it plural, cameras?
Yes, plural.
Okay, .com. Yeah, I'm going to go there myself. I want to see some of that footage that you took of us. Okay, and we appreciate that so much. It certainly was a pleasure to get to meet with you, and thank you for everything that you did. And you got Grizz heads all excited, going in different directions. Of course, he always wants everything the newest and the best.
Got to, John. That's how you stay alive on television.
That's right. Okay, Russell, thank you very much. And again, hopefully, we'll see you down in Baja real soon.
Great, thank you.
Alrighty, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. Go to fishtalkradio.com. Tune into this program or any other ones that you haven't heard. You can't miss it. Just go back in there and listen to it again. And, of course, check out Grizz on asobonline.com.
It's all for the dream, the jolly, jolly dream. All for the dream of the fishing. I waked fine. It was all a dream of mine. Back to work on Monday's my condition. Yeah, back to work on Monday's my condition.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly, Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring a whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
Let me tell all of you now, I got a mess of them fishing man blues.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and boy, are we having fun, and we've got Grizz, co-host, on the line with us, and we have a very special guest we've talked to before, but actually, it's even more exciting because Grizz and Larissa and I just got back from Cabo and La Paz fishing. And Larissa, I believe this was your first experience in a couple things. For some
with
reason.
With the Grizz, for
with
sure.
The Grizz, yeah. I'm sure you've been looking forward to that since you're a baby. But anyway, Larissa has fished all over the world, almost everywhere, in most of the major countries where fishing or sport fishing is done. But for some reason, as until just right now, recently, she's never been to Baja Sur. So, Larissa, if you wouldn't mind, give us a kind of a start off with an idea about what your impression of before you went and a little bit about your experience and then the impression you left with. Is that all right?
Yeah. This trip was definitely a lot of firsts for me. And it was one of those trips I've always wanted to do, kind of a bucket list trip. And I always hear about Cabo and the Baja area of Mexico and I always hear very good things about it, and I always see pictures and TV, and, you know, everyone's a little curious of how it really is, you know, and I've always wanted to have my own experience there, and I know there's always a lot of talk about, like, Mexico and, oh, there's, you know, be careful about going to Mexico, but honestly, it's super safe. I mean, I had no problem. It was so easy to fly in. Very, very safe. Everyone's very welcoming. And it's just a slice of heaven, honestly. Like, it exceeded my expectations. Probably my new favorite destination now. I know I'll be back more than once or twice. I mean, it's probably going to be my second home now. I absolutely love it. I fell in love with it.
Obviously, you got a place to stay. And I know you've caught a lot of marlin before, but that was that the Blue Sky, that 43-foot luxury fishing yacht that Jim put us in. That was fun, wasn't it?
The Blue Sky was absolutely just perfect for the trip that we took. You know, he had a very good captain and mate, and you know, all the accommodations, and very, very comfortable. Very comfortable inside cabin, and then the fishing chair, everything worked well, and they, you know, I was really blessed to be able to fight and land, you know, 150, 200 pound plus striped marlin, and that's something I've never really done before, you mm-hmm. know, one after another. I mean, it was just on fire. They did a really good job.
Right. Well, of course, you had somebody there to help you out a little bit, but I don't know who was teaching who on that one, but we did get to put those spyglass sunglasses on you, so you could actually get not a bird's eye view, but you got to see exactly what you saw when you were reeling in those marlin.
Yeah, the sunglasses were pretty cool because not only did they protect my eyes, but the footage, the video footage of it, you know, was everything that I was seeing, and you can see my frustration trying to reel in these marlins. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely kind of a different viewpoint, you know, and it was just fun, you know, and the grizz was just awesome, you know, kind of. I think he was a little surprised. What do you think, Grizz, of my fishing ability, huh?
No, I was not a little surprised. You blew me away, girl. I'll put you against any man that I fished with. You're right in Charlie in my class. I mean, you're great. To see this woman fight a fish is absolutely remarkable. You don't have to tell her anything. You don't have to grab the forearm of the rod. You don't have to be moving line back and forth. You just sit there and watch her work. Well, she's good. And another great thing about it is, come 7 o'clock, I pick her up at her hotel, and she's in a gown, and she is absolutely gorgeous. So this lady is the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. Grizz, I understand you made good on your promise for her, too, in La Paz.
Say that again?
What's that?
I said Grid made good on his promise for Larissa in La Paz.
You mean catching 4 rooster fish?
Yep.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
We were targeting rooster fish, and it was, I mean, that's just one of those fish, you know. It's on everyone's bucket list. It's such a unique looking fish. It's one of the most sought out saltwater sport fishing fish kind of out there. I know in America, everyone, you know, every time they see a picture, they're like, oh, I want to catch one of those. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, La Paz is kind of the capital of rooster fishing. They is really, really great place to rooster fish, very affordable, and probably one of the best rooster fishing trips I've ever been on. You know, the bite was on fire. It was just every 15 minutes we were just getting a hit, and the crazy part about it is how strong these fish are. I mean, they pack some power, and I can't imagine how it would be to reel in. I mean, just the 30-pound rooster fish I was reeling in almost fought just as hard as the marlin I was reeling in the day before.
Wow.
Like, how powerful they were.
Wow. Well, now let's tell the world a little bit about you know, one of the reasons that you were there is because you were not just on vacation, were you?
No, I was more on a fishing adventure for Venture South of the Border, Fish Talk Radio, and just kind of promoting Mexico, you know?
Well, and of course, Larissa Unleashed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to be unleashed in Mexico, right? it was about time.
There you go. But let's mention real quick what your real job is.
Yeah, I have a hunting and fishing TV show called Larissa Unleashed. Right now it's airing on the Sportsman Channel on Sundays at 12:30, Wednesdays at 4 p.m., and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Times. And then I'll actually start airing on Destination America here starting in July on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, Larissa, we so much enjoyed having you on and seeing you, and I hope to get you back down to Baja real soon. And you know that you've always got a place to stay and things to take care of. And of course, Dad'll, you know, if you need something, he'll take care of you. And you know, maybe
that's right. Maybe, she's got a home. She's got a brother. She's got boats. She's got everything she needs down here.
Larissa, hopefully we're getting. I know you got a lot of traveling worldwide to do, so we'll try and get you on as soon as we can.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Larissa.
All right. Talk to you later, babe.
I had a blast with you all. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Grizz.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, Grizz, that was cool. And, you know, you promised her big rooster fish, and you delivered on it.
Four of them, John.
Okay, Grizz. All right. Okay, four of them.
That's right. Because, A, you know, when you fish to the Grizz, A doesn't exist.
Well, a big one. And that was really cool because, you know, it's not that I ever doubted you, but, you know, when you make promises, you got to be careful, especially when the fishing's a little bit slow. You can't always deliver, but you didn't disappoint anybody.
Well, it depends on what you know, that's the whole thing, John. I've changed my way of thinking in this world. I target a fish, and that's all I fish with. I don't want to catch anything else but that target fish. Okay. And it's working for me.
Okay. Well, it's obviously it is, and roosters are a lot of fun. But you know what else is a lot of fun, Grizz? I think that we have another lovely young lady on the line with us, so I could be wrong. We have, I think, is it Heather? Do we have Heather on the line? Oh, hi, Heather.
Hi.
Now, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
It is. And, busy.
Well, Heather is up at Lake Shasta, which is, it's in the Western Sierra Range, but what a beautiful, beautiful area. And of course, it's one of the busiest areas this time of the year to get out into the mountains and the trees and the rivers and smell the fresh air. And of course, the city of Lake Shasta is impressive. The lake itself is just incredible. And then the Sacramento River coming down out of that, one of the best fisheries. But let's have an idea about what you're doing up there and what your facilities are.
Well, we have lots of campgrounds out at Shasta Lake, and we have yurts available. They're tent camping units. We also have lots of beautiful public boat ramps to launch your boat at, and there's still a lot, even though, you know, with the low water year this year, we still have a lot of availability to go out there and launch your boat. There's just lots going on. Houseboats going on out there this weekend. It's pretty busy. We're filling up in our campsites, but we still have a lot of availability.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a great summer coming up, of course. And, it's been a very dry year in the western United States, but you still got plenty of water. And, as long as you can get on the water and look up at the trees and the animals and the birds, then what else do you need? And, of course, the opportunities there in addition to the fishing, like you said, the houseboats and the rest of it. Water's low, but there's still plenty of water.
Right.
Okay. And then the area that you're in, of course, is unique. And it's, I don't know if it's, how it rates as far as the amount of visitors that it gets, but there's so much there that you can handle a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but we're always able to handle it. Yes.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to come by and pay a visit to Heather, I know that you can probably find a lot of different ways to get at you, but why don't you give us a real quick idea? Probably website would be the best bet.
Okay. The best website to go to is recreation.gov, www.recreation.gov. You can also call the hotline number at 1-877-444-6777.
Okay, and also keep in mind, if you didn't get that number, go to fishtalkradio.com, and you'll be able to look it up and listen to it all over again and listen to Heather and make sure you got the phone number. Thank you very much, Heather. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Grizz, we're about at the end of this segment, but
all right.
It's been a lot of fun. And, of course, the Baja trip was very, very impressive. And make sure you go to asobonline.com, and maybe you'll see some pictures of us. Thank you, Grizz. We'll talk.
All right, John.